Okay, let's discuss. Let's discuss a few assortments. Some things I jotted down. This Shabbos is Parsha Zohar. Okay, Shabbos Zohar. A little bit halacha also. A little halacha, very important thing. What do you announce? We go to this every year. What do you announce? You're going to hear the Rav or the Baal Kriya or the Gabbai. We're now about to lay in Parsha Zohar and you should be mechaveh. All different types of very wild announcements. The mitzvah Parsha Zohar is a mitzvah deraisa. Everyone should be mechaveh to mechaveh the mitzvah deraisa of Zechiras Mechias Amalek. And everyone should be mechaveh when the person who makes the bracha on the mitzvah, brachas and mitzvahs, to listen to the bracha and mechaveh with the bracha to mechaveh the brachas and answer amen, the bracha rishona and the bracha acharona. Almost everything I just said to you now is probably wrong. First of all, there's a major machlekes rishonim if the mitzvah of zechiras mechias amalek, the laning that we do before Purim, is the oraisa or the rabbana. The Rambam, I think the majority of the parties can say it's not. It's only the rabbana. I don't remember which the ritva. There's a lot of rishonim. So let's say it's 50-50. It's not clear that what we're doing on Parsha Zohar to read the Sefer Torah, Mechias Amalek, is Daraisa. According to many Rishonim, it's only Midi Rabbanan. Therefore, these are the sugyas, this is a complex halachic sugya. If you have Kavana to be Mekayim a mitzvah di Rabbanan, as if it's a mitzvah di Oiraisa, you're over on a loisa say of Baal Tosef. So by telling you to be Mechavim, to mimkayim, the mimnav mechavim, the mitzvah de oraisa of zechiras mechias amalek de oraisa, they're causing you to do an avera. The rebbe Noloisa say lefi the rishonim that hold, which are many significant major rishonim that we pass like all the time, who hold that it's only midi rabbanon. So then they tell, okay, this mechavim, this is the rabbanon. Bal tigra, according to the rishonim that hold that it's a de oraisa, to go mechavim that it should be only midi rabbanon, yoivra mal tigra.
So just say mitzvah.
The brachos, whoever told you the brachos, that the one who makes, that's the aliyah, he makes a bracha, asher bachar banim mikolah amim v'nastanes, all of a sudden these brachos now become the birchas ha-mitzvah, that for the mitzvah of zechiras mechias amalek. Whoever told you this? Okay, I the arpais can not say this, but and also, even if you want to say it's taka bracha rishayna, there's certainly no such thing as the bracha achrayna. The bracha achrayna, after you get the aliyah, asher nosan lon, everyone should mechavein, when the person finishes the aliyah, mechavein asher nosan lon, he's making the bracha, and that bracha asher nosan is a chelik of the mitzvah of zechiras. It's a stretch. Believe me, it's a very, very far stretch. So, now, what exactly is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to zechira, is the mitzvah of we're now going to be kind of the mitzvah of mechias amalek. Yeah, anyone have a weapon here? Anyone have a weapon here in shul on Shabbos? And you have a can you even identify an Amaleki out there? Anyone can identify who's an Amaleki, if there exists such a thing? Bisman Azeh, an Amaleki, could we identify?
We're down to and, spiritual.
Okay, so we're down to Zechira, to remember. Zechira is Dvaram Shebelev. Dvaram Shebelev, it's Zechira. What exactly is the mitzvah? Remember, but is the mitzvah Zechira? There are two mitzvahs. Zochor eis asher osu lechem amalek baderech betzeischem v'mitzray v'chunchu lo tishkach. It says zochor and then it says lo tishkach. So it's not fair. We're only now telling Olam to be mekayim kavan mekayim mitzvah of zechiras mechias amalek. What about the mitzvah of al tishkach? There are two mitzvahs. There are two mitzvahs in the mitzvah of amalek. Zochor eis asher osu lecha. And the last words of the parasha are Al Tishkach. What, by the way, is the chilik between Zechira and Shikha? Okay, that we'll discuss in a moment. Parsha Pshat is Zechira is Beteh, and Shikha is Belay. That's one interpretation. I'll tell you another interpretation in a moment. But, so, why are you cheating out the people from Al Tishkach? It's Tzvei Mitzvahs in the mitzvah, in the announcement. So basically, whatever you're going to announce, you can be mafakfik. You can twist and you can analyze and you can show. So the truth is, less is more. Less is more. All you say is, Everyone, what? What?
I saw that they say B'Shem HaGrua.
Yeah.
That he held in his time that the Germans. Sophic Amalek.
Sophic Amalek.
His time, yeah.
Okay, there was a mice with the Gra was walking in the street, and he was in Russia. Could that be? The Gra was in Russia somewhere, and a child hit him, or spit on him, and he said, the Gra said that I have a servant of Chaim Volozhin. He gave me this simonim to be makir, who is an Amaleki, and this child has all of the simonim. All of the Simon he's in Amaleki. Yeah. And they write in the story that this child was later, he wondered who he was. He was from a royal family, a royal Russian family. And they were all killed out. There was a mice that happened, they were all killed out. And people want to say that, because Baruch Hu, Hashem is always involved in Mochay Timcha Zecher Amalek. We do not know who the Amalekim are, but Hashem knows. All right, is a story, whatever.
When the Emperor Franz Josef came to.
Yeah.
Didn't want to. To the ceremony.
Because he's an Amaleki. All right, so we don't, these are the old controversial things, who's the Amaleki, who's not the Amaleki. Okay, but getting back, the basic rule of thumb is, you make an announcement, obviously everyone comes to shul, kind of the mitzvah, you want to have the best the sefer, first thing you take out the best sefer Torah. Is it really a maila? I once had a discussion with the sefer, he told me, with Samech, that you don't need to have the best sefer Torah for Parsha Zocha. You have to have something that they take out the best Sefer Torah, which are all the Hidurim, you know, they have, surely have a lot of Sefer Torah, so some are better, some are Shvacher. He says it doesn't really make a difference because the Rambam Paskins, you Mikhaim Kriya Sata with the Sefer Torah, that's possible. And as long as you don't know that it's possible, you're allowed to be Samech, that it's kosher, and you Yoitzel Lechatchila, even though you find out later on that it's Mamish possible. What's the line? You're missing a word, you're missing a pasuk. Doesn't matter. It's not a bracha levatala. We're always soimech on the Rambam who holds that you can be yoitzin lichatchila kriyas ha'tarf m'sefer Torah. That's possible. We don't do it lichatchila, but if we discover later on that the sefer Torah indeed was possible, you yoitzin the mitzvah. So when it comes to learning zechiras mechias amalek, there's really no difference in the quality of the sefer Torah that you learn the entire year round. It's awesome. However, halacha levayis all very makbul. We do everything perfectly. Everyone comes to shul. Everyone comes. People don't normally come. They come, and we take out the best sefer Torah, mahalik Torah lahadira, and we give the aliyah to a chashur person, and then everyone is quiet. He makes the brachas, and we listen very carefully to the brachas. We answer amen, and we make announcements. So ideally, the announcement should just basically be: is everyone should pay attention, and have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah.
That's it.
Pay attention. Have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. The reason why they normally make the announcement when it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, we pask in mitzvahs tzrichos kavanah. So if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, you're telling everyone you have d'oraisa. You have to have kavanah. But I told you, telling that, you're ruining it because you're making people the oyver maltaisif and feel the rishon and the whole only midrabanah. Especially when to do it on Shabbos and this oifen, the way that we do it is only midrabanah. Maybe do it once a year to think about it. Maybe that's the raisa, but the way we do it in shul on Shabbos is only midrabanah according to some rishonim. So therefore, like I told you, the best thing is pay attention, have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. Don't start telling people what the mitzvah is, because once you start telling people what the mitzvah is, you're bound to get it wrong, because there are so many. What exactly is the mitzvah? It's too complicated. I don't even know what the mitzvah is. I once heard Rav Gimel Drasha. The mitzvah is all if you have kavana to go and be mekayim it. Basically, he was saying no one is yotzei the mitzvah here because no one here is planning mitzvah Shabbos and not on Sunday and not next week and not next year to go out to war, pick up weapons, and kill Amalekim. Is there anyone over here that is comfortable doing this today? No, of course not.
ISIS.
No one knows. Who says ISIS is Amalek? Maybe they are. But no one is planning. No one is planning on engaging the enemy. We're not trained to do this, and we don't live in a society. We don't live in a world that allows us to do this. Even if we did know who they were, so if you're not planning on doing it, so you're not even yotzei the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Zechira is in order for you to commit yourself to do it. No one today is committing themselves to do it.
We officially don't know who Amalek is.
We don't know what it is.
What they represent.
There's no commitment. So there can't even be a mitzvah deraisa b'zman hazeh. So when you tell you're doing this deraisa, what are you doing?
Amalek is anyone who's trying to murder you.
Not necessarily, no.
I don't know.
Not necessarily. We don't know that. It's way, way too complex to define the mitzvah. Therefore, again, the best thing is pay attention, and have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah.
By the way,
period.
You mentioned Germany. It's not. It's based on a marsha and gittin.
Germania,
Edom.
Gemara, it's Gemara Masechta
Megillah. There was a Germany and Germanic tribes. He said, when you travel, don't travel in Northern Europe because they're cruel people. You know, it's dangerous. Well, it was the Germanic tribe. That's what he was talking about.
I told you this joke a few times already, that there was a shul here in this neighborhood where unfortunately the gabbai or the rabbi, a lot of talmidei chachamim, and he once made a very elaborate announcement, the mitzvah. The whole Megillah, and they ripped him apart, they ripped the guy apart after davening, they took him apart. So next year they're all waiting. Oh, we're gonna have fun. Remember what we did it last year, we do this year. So he gets and he says, Rabbeisar, we're now about to lane. You should have kavana, the same kavana you had last year. And that was it. It stood down from the Nima. All right. Now, I'll just tell you a beautiful mosh from the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim writes, what happens if it's pitch black dark, you're in the room, the lights go off. It's dark, it's choshech. The darkness is your enemy. Because I can't do anything, I can't accomplish it. So what are you going to do? You're going to take out a bat, take out a gun, and shoot the darkness, hit the darkness? How do you battle darkness? The way you battle darkness is light a fire. When you light some R, that's how you battle with darkness. Chavetz Chaim says that's Amolek b'zman hazeh. Amolek, there's no Amolek to go kill. There's no goal today, a derech of seeking out evil. The way you battle Amolek today is light a candle. Meaning, kiner mitzvah v'torah. A commitment to the Mekayim, the Torah u'mitzvahs, this is the ultimate battle for us, Bisman Hazeh of Amalek. Nothing more than that. Okay, I tell you that. Now, let's talk about what does it mean? There are two mitzvahs. Zohar Eitz Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. And then the Parsha includes Al Tishkach. What is the chilik between the two? So, Pasha Pshat is Zohar means Bedibor, and Tishkach means Belev. I want to know another Pshat. Let me start off with this statement of Chazal. A mace is nishtakach min aleif achar yud beis chodesh. Everyone heard this. After 12 months, the mace, Yaakovinu, he kept thinking about 22 years because he never died. And we all know this chazal, nishtakach min aleif. Problem is, from experience, we know that it's not true. It's just not true. People have died 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever. I didn't forget about that. And in fact, many will tell you as time passes, their memory gets stronger and stronger and stronger. So, what are Chazal telling you? They're not telling you lies, Chazal. What do you mean, Neis Nishtach Min Alev? What?
Talking about the pain.
Some people suffer pain also. Yeah. The pain is there as well. So, what does it mean, Nishtach Min Alev? So, I want to sort of shot, a very simple shot, and there are many rise to this idea, is that there are two different concepts in remembering. There's something called Zichira and Shikha. Zichira relates to the past. Shikha relates to the future. Now let me explain. Let's talk about a mace. When a person is young, and you have parents, and you have relatives, grandparents, let's say, I'm going to get married soon. I'm going to get married in a year, in 2 years. I'm coming of age where I'm going to start shidduch, I'm going to get married. And you start thinking about your wedding. Young people foolishly like to fantasize about the not important things. Instead of thinking about who they're going to marry, they think about who's going to be the Messiah, the Kedushin, who am I going to give the Kibbutim to, what's going to be the food. Instead of thinking about what's important, who you're going to marry, they think about, oh, the wedding, what's going to be the wedding, the fancy wedding, and which hall is it going to be in, the band, and the food, and the relatives. And you picture yourself, who's going to take me down to the chuppah? I see in my mind, in 3 years from now, I'm going to get married. I see my parents. I see them taking me down to the chuppah. I see my grandparents marching in front. We're going to be mechabed, my grandfather, to be the Seder Kiddushin. When you think about, I'm having a baby in 2 months, my wife's going to give birth. We're going to have a boy. I know the doctor told me, the sonogram says it's a boy. So we have a boy. Who's going to be the moyel? My father. Who's going to be this one? Who's going to be the sonog v'chudu? When you think about the future, you think about We're going to make a simcha. And in my simcha, I'm going to incorporate all of my kroivim. Let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, a person loses a relative. And he's making a wedding. He's making, and it's only been, let's say, a month since he lost his relative. And now he's making a wedding. So right away he thinks, oi, who would be the one that would be get the kibbutz kibbutz? It would be my father. My father's not here. It's very painful. The first knee-jerk response is, in 3 months from now, I'm doing something. And who's going to do it? My father. My mother. This, that, my relative is going to do it. And then you come to the realization, wait a minute, they're not here, they can't, I have to find a replacement. Let's say a year passes since the patir of a relative. And now, in 3 months we're making a simcha. Who's going to do this? Who is going to be get this kibbutz? You don't think that it's going to be your father.
No.
When it comes to see yourself in your future, Hameis nishtakach min halev. You don't expect in your mind your relatives to be there after 1 year.
Dismissed.
They're not. It's not part of your thought process. I'm now in the future making a simcha. And when I want to fantasize, when I want to recreate in my mind, I want to create in my mind what it's going to look like, you don't take them and put them there. Because they're already not here more than 12 months. But to forget about them?
No.
Forget about them, zechira. Every single day, I think about them.
That's right.
I'm 99 years old. Every single day, they've died 50 years ago. Every single day, I think about them, without exception, whether I like it or not. That never goes away. Zechira is the past. Shikha is how you see yourself in your future. Do you include these things in your future? A mace is nishtakach min, not a mace is, it's not nizkar. It's loy acha yud beis chodesh loy nizkar. I don't know how the proper grammar to use. I don't think, no! After yud beis chodesh, you'll remember the mace, you'll remember. But when you look at your future and include different people in your future, will you include them in that picture? So until 12 months have passed, you will include them, and you're going to have to deal with the pain of realizing that they're not going to be there. But automatically, your knee-jerk response is, of course they're going to be there. It's not nishtakach. I see them in my future. How could it be they're not here? But once 12 months, already it's a different future. You don't plan ahead accordingly with them in mind. But that's Amalek. Zohar eis asher asa l'cha Amalek. Never, ever forget what they did to you. Never forget how they harassed you. How they attacked you in the desert. How they took the milas and the atumah to Shemayim. They made litzamis. V'lo yarei Elokim, what they did to the world. How they taught the world don't fear the Jewish people. No, okay, we'll think about this forever and ever and ever and ever. But it has no relevance for us. It's not practical. It's not practical. When my future, when Mashiach comes, I have to go and look for Amalekim. What was. I'm not planning a future. Loi tishkach. When you, Klal Yisrael, plan your future, when you plan your future, Mashiach is around the corner. So what are we going to do when Mashiach comes around the corner? Well, take action. Don't just remember what they did to you. Loi tishkach, in your future, take what they did to you, include them in your future to wipe them out. There should be a process of...
But you don't know who they are.
Okay, that's a problem. That's a problem that we can't deal with. We have to have Mashiach deal with. But the pasuk is addressing us and saying us... It's look at America. Look at the politics. Okay, study American politics. Study world history. I mean, that's the way it is. Look, bygones be bygones. You go, people, they love history. Some people, they love it. They just lap it up. Every little detail that happened in the past, in American history, world history, you name it. Is it no gay of the future? It's not no gay of the future. I know they like to tell you take a course in school, in high school, in college. They tell you you have to study history because the history repeats itself. Baloney. Okay. Yes and no. Okay. Everything, the situation right there. They tell you, it repeats stuff. Don't repeat stuff. That's not the issue. Let's say you'll have a person that'll tell you, yeah, history. I love history. Is it nogea the future? Well, we live in a very different world today. The situations that they dealt with then are completely different. Is it really relevant? So you'll tell me, yeah, you'll always find a reason about it. But more often than not, a lot of the things in history, they're not relevant for today. They're not, today it's a whole new set of cards. It's a whole new situation, a whole new world, the modern world, technology, and this and that, v'chulu, v'chulu.
Why are we learning Navi?
No, because that is today. That's prophecy. That's prophecy. That's a whole different link. Loi tishkach. Loi tishkach is, when you look back at the wickedness of Amalek, don't look at it as the past. This is relevant to your future. Your future. Loi tishkach. That's a chilik between the two mitzvahs of Amalek, the past and the future. All right, let's just maybe conclude on one other thing. I'll talk about one other thing. This is so quick. Ha'ara, Hulma Agada. Yain, why is that? This is not a complete, this is the thought of Machshava, a partial idea. Why is the Yom Tov of Purim so much associated with Yain? It's a Mishte Yain. So the simple answer, of course, is that.
That's the book I
what?
That pamphlet I gave you talks
about. Well, it's Mishte Yain. So, of course, the Prav Shad is that the Suvas Achashverosh, the Mishte Yain, the whole story came about through Vashti. She was killed because Haman had too much drink. No, the Pushim Shomik, we all know. The miracle came about through, the whole story came about because of a Mishta Yayin. But on a deeper level, there's a very unique element, idea, which reoccurs throughout the entire theme of Purim, and that is the word Menucha. The way the miracle is described, we mentioned this yesterday, this year it's unique because we don't make Havdalah until after you lay in the Megillah, is V'noach me'oyevehem. They read, you don't have this in Mitzrayim, you don't have this in anywhere else, this idea. This concept is that the miracle of Purim is described in the Megillah as v'noyach le'ayveihem. Here we are, our enemies are coming to kill us, they're trying to pursue us, who not? And now we have menucha. Menucha, rest. Noyach le'ayveihem. Shabbos is described with the exact same term. Vayonach bayom hashvi. How do we sanctify Shabbos? Kiddush. Kiddush minat Torah is only with dibur. You just say make a bracha. That's how you make Kaddish Shabbos. How do the Rabbanim tell us to sanctify Shabbos? Yayin, three times. Yayin we do at night. That's very significant. By day, yayin again. If you don't have bread by day, and then even shalosh sudus kechasidim. They're very into this. It's a beautiful thing. In the middle shalosh, you take a cup of yayin and you make a bar priag often. You make kiddush also by shalosh sudus. The way we are mekadesh Shabbos, which is in essence a day of minucha. Vayonach bayom hashvi is through Yayin. Purim, the essence of the miracle of Purim is a miracle of Menucha, of Vayonach, of Shabbos. There's a dialogue of Shabbos. And if it's not a surprise that everything about Shabbos that you have to go to the next steps. So why talk are we Makadi Shabbos Yayin? I don't know. That's what I told you, only half baked vart. But why is it so that Shabbos with Chazal was so makbid to be Makadish, the Shabbos with Yayin? Whatever the answer is, obviously Yayin is very significant to sanctify Shabbos. But whatever the reason for Shabbos, that certainly applies to Purim. Because the essence of Purim is a day of the Noach Me'oyveihem. And this day requires sanctification. And the way it's sanctified is Chayiv Adam Levasume Bipuraya Adlo Yada. There's an inyan of sanctification to Yayin. Okay, next quick idea. Yayin, whenever you have lots of Yayin, you have the opportunity to make the bracha hatoiv v'hameik. It's a very unique halacha. It's a very complicated halacha. There are many different conditions, and it's not so easy to fulfill. If you're drinking wine at a meal with chaverim, you have to have at least two people living together, and you're drinking wine, and then they bring out a better wine. A wine that's different, not the same wine that's better, a different type of wine that's also better in quality, and both people together share the wine, and they're drinking it together, and you drink at least a share of a revius, you have to drink a share of revius, of the yayin, then you make a bracha hatoiv v'hanetiv. Purim, the fact that Purim is the day of mishta yayin, the secret nature of Purim is the ability to make that bracha hatoiv v'hanetiv. And where did Chazal give us insight into Toiv HaMeitiv? The Haruge Beitar. Haruge Beitar is where Chazal, they added a fourth bracha, which is an elaboration of Toiv HaMeitiv. Not just Toiv HaMeitiv, we make the whole bracha, HaMelech HaToiv HaMeitiv HaKol, is Toiv Sheloi Nisrichu VeHaMeitiv SheNitnu Mekvura. Which means, Chazal focused on the Tzara. The Haruge Beitar, they were killed. There was a tzara, that's a holocaust beyond our understanding. Yet in the holocaust, Chazal, it's shocking, were able to see bracha. It's very, 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 very hard to
understand. Say it, Torah and America.
It's very hard to swallow this. But in the Holocaust, they were able to see, look, they died, but lo nisrichu, toiv, they were zoichel lekvura, hametiv. What is Purim? All the other chagim are called by names that represent salvation. Pesach, Hashem was posach ala Pesach. Sukkot, He saved us in booth. Shavuos, it's the culmination of Purim. The name Pur is the tzara. He built Pur hu hagoro. It's not the salvation. It's the tzara. It's only in retrospect are we able to look back at the tzara and to see there was a silver lining. There was something going on in the tzara. The Mela Purim is about Yayin. Yayin presents an opportunity to make a bracha to ha-toiv ha-metiv. And Chazal have given us insight into what is toiv ha-metiv. Toiv ha-metiv is an ability to see insight of bracha in tzara. Sheloi nisrichu, dealing with the Holocaust. And yet to say about the Holocaust, sheloi nisrichu, and to say, sheninu l'kvura, that's a very, very, very high madrega, but that's what Chazal decided toiv ha-metiv. The fact they made the Yom Tov revolve around Yayin, where it gives us the ability to say HaToyv HaMetiv, is teaching us what is the nature of Purim. The nature of Purim is not so much to focus on the good, the outcome. It's to focus on the Tzara. And to, just like this Tzara turned out ultimately for our best, so to every difficulty we have in life, we have to have emuna. It's very, very hard. You have to have emuna that when there's a Tzara, there's a purpose. Hashem has His reasons. Whether we'll ever know it or not, that's not for us. That's not for us to question. But it takes us back to the theme of Toiv HaMetiv to look at the difficulties in life and be able to deal with them. The oifan of emunah pshut in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful day.